This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. After the Taliban claimed victory on Monday over opposition forces in the Panjshir Valley, northeast of Kabul, they assured the people there, who are ethnically distinct from the Taliban, that and fought against the Islamists during their rule from 1996 to 2001, that there would be no discriminatory act against them. Pictures on social media showed Taliban members standing in front of the gate of the Panjshir Provincial Governor's compound after fighting over the weekend with the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan that was led by the Panjshiri leader Ahmad Massoud. Massoud, who leads a force drawn from remnants of regular Afghan army and special forces units, as well as local militia fighters, said in a Twitter message he was safe, but he gave no details. U.S. President Joe Biden returned to Washington on Monday night and from a holiday weekend in the U.S. state of Delaware, telling a reporter who asked him on his arrival at the White House if he will recognize the Taliban, that's a long way off. The reporter had also asked Biden what will happen to Afghans stuck in third countries. That's in reference to evacuees who fled the country as the Taliban took power. But Biden appeared not to hear that question. Biden had approached the gaggle of reporters on the White House lawn and appeared to want to make a statement saying that we've got a big day tomorrow, but he broke off as members of the media pool began shouting questions about Afghanistan. Biden is planning to travel to New York and New Jersey on Tuesday, parts of which saw extreme flooding from remnants of Hurricane Ida last week.